As far as metrosexuals go, I don't think it's dead, nor do I necessarily think it was ever really born. I think the term metrosexual was just kind of a faddish thing that came in and out that was dubbed on guys who happened to dress better than other people, you know?
Yeah, that's true, at least in this part of the country for sure, because I think the main reason we even noticed them is because they stick out in the crowd,
yeah.
You know? Like, that guy's got a sweater tied around his waist.
Yeah, and that's like, I mean, I've had my peers in classes and stuff tell me that I dress like a metrosexual, but to be honest with them, that comes down to nothing more than I have a girlfriend who makes me coordinate my clothes other than go to class looking like a slob. So.
Does she have them laid out on the bed for you when you get out of the shower in the morning?
Not quite that bad, but close.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
Yep.
See ya.
Hey, what do you think about the metrosexual? Is he dead?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, what do you think then?
Well, I don't think it's dead. I think it's alive, but I don't think it's dead.
Would you consider yourself one, or would you aspire to ever be one?
Sometimes, I guess. Like, I didn't used to wear flip-flops at all, but now I do.
Yeah, see, I was really kind of shocked when they made the correlation between flip-flops and the metrosexual thing. Doesn't that seem like to be the last thing you'd relate to that, Chris? It's really random.
Well, I never wore them, and then I only started wearing them because my girlfriend liked me to wear them, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I'm kind of woofed, but it's all right.
Yeah, I guess so, man. You're not the only one like, getting a couple
of
them.
Hey, well,
morning,
you know,
man.
As long as it makes her happy, right? That's the way you got to go.
Yeah, I guess. It keeps you together. Flip-flops is what it takes to save the relationship. You got to do that.
Right.